Chapter 8. A Prince for a Princess. The king had come to the meadow to watch the young prince fight the dragon. He was very impressed. "The power of the dragon has been broken forever," said the king. He was so happy that he offered to let the shepherd marry the princess. The king returned to his castle and ordered a great feast to celebrate. When the meal was done, the shepherd told everyone that he was actually a young prince from the nearby kingdom. Everyone was very surprised and happy. The king was happy to have a new friend. The princess was happy to marry a prince. The king wanted the couple to stay and celebrate, but the young prince said no. He had to return to his kingdom to free his brothers. The next morning, the young prince set off for the old mill with the princess. When he returned to his kingdom, he headed straight for the old mill. He found the three twigs that the sparrow had told him about. He snapped them off and hit them very hard against the ground. As he struck the ground, a great door came up from the ground and opened. Suddenly, hundreds of people who had been eaten by the dragon began to walk out. Each one thanked the young prince for freeing them from the dragon. Last of all, the young prince's brothers walked out through the door.
"Brother!"
they cried.
"Thank you for saving us!"
The young prince introduced his brothers to the princess, and they returned to their father's castle. Before long, the prince and princess were married, and the brave prince later became the king of the land.